Good morning, everyone. We have one pre-gavel item I'd like to call Promise King on. Good morning, sir. Thank you for being here.
My name is Promise.
Can you hear me? Okay. Mayor Wheeler, my name is Promise King, the president of the League of Minority Voters. We bring an agenda of gratitude this morning because on June 28th, we're going to be recognizing those in other communities who have gone beyond and above their call of duty to help minorities. I am here specifically to give you thanks, Mayor Wheeler, for what you have done in your office. During the campaign, you said a promise to our board that you will have the best diverse staff in the city council as mayor. You have done that. For us, the gratitude belongs to you. We have heard from critics, and we have heard from those who say, why should we? It's just a job. It is not just a job. I tell you what, there is a preamble to our Constitution. It says, we the people. When that statement was crafted in 1867, August 17, most of your staff were not called human beings. Some of the women among your staff could not vote. We, the people, when it was crafted, did not have black excellence, Latino excellence, or women excellence. When that statement was crafted, your chief of staff could not even come to this hall. But by extraordinary actions and courageous steps that you have taken as mayor to ensure that every facet of this city system is a shrine with black excellence, with minority excellence, with Latino excellence, we give you thanks. From all of us who love the mosaic of this great city, we give you thanks. From the board of directors of the League of Minority Voters, we give you thanks. Our thanks is rooted in our history, rooted in our experience, rooted in the cause of justice and civil rights. Mayor Wheeler, this is not an award for you to go and sit down and say that I've done my job. This is an award to reawaken your enthusiasm and passion for social justice. We have watched over time as you have led in your campaign promises. Good for you. For our critics who say, why should we honor somebody who is still serving? I respond with what my dad said to me one day. He said, there are no saints in public service. There are no saints in public service, but there are saviors. Mayor Wheeler, you have saved diversity and inclusion as reflected in your staff, as reflected in your appointment. We want to thank you for that from all of us who love this great city. I want to invite the general public, as we honor other recipients, Congresswoman Bonamici, and others who have also played their role in ensuring that justice, long suppressed by cold indifference to issues that affect our communities, find its entrance. We want to invite everyone to attend the June 28th. And the time is 5:30, and go to our website, minorityvoters.org. But before I stop, I won't be remiss if I didn't thank you for my former boss who's going away, Commissioner Dan Sussman. Dan, I want to thank you. I was just a confused columnist for the Portland Tribune when you called me and said, I need you to come and work for me. You've been writing a lot about what we're not doing here at the City Council. You gave me a job. You gave me an opportunity to represent the issues that matters. But as you say bye, I want to assure you that we will bring somebody to this city hall who will represent the issues that you have represented that passionately. For that, I want to thank you. And to the rest of the council, thank you for the work we do. Thank you kindly. Thank you, Mayor Whelan.
Thank you, Mr. King. And I mentioned this morning at the brief ceremony we had, I am deeply humbled by this. And I see it not as an acknowledgement of work completed, but as putting down a marker and a commitment to continuing the work that has already been begun. And as I said this morning, and I'll say it again, diversity is not a problem to be solved. It is an opportunity to be leveraged. And this community will not fulfill its full potential until we figure out how we are going to work together and communicate, and until we acknowledge, and we even acknowledge this on my team, but really it's a community question. When we come from different backgrounds and lived experiences and traditions and cultures and languages, it is a difficult conversation to have in terms of how do we work together? How do we do it? And I like to believe that my team is doing our part, that as a leader I'm striving to live up to the grand expectations that you have laid down. And I will just say this. We must recognize where we have been and who we are so that we can move together to achieve that beloved community that I know all of us want us to achieve. So thank you for the acknowledgement. I appreciate your organization's faith in my leadership. And really, it's on behalf of the entire team that I accept it. So thank you very much, Promise,
thank you
for being here today.
Thanks.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.